The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I spent the entire break doing my math, which is exciting. Because just in the last little bit, we had Sadie and Preston, and then Cindy called 888-988-5656, and then just moments ago, we had an anonymous caller. They do not want their name mentioned, and that is fine. That's wonderful, but they gave a very nice pledge of $250. So God bless all of you, and if my math is correct, and it could be wrong, because I'm doing things quickly, and I'm looking at the call center, and I'm doing a lot of different things, but if my math is correct, we're at $6,920, which means, this is cool, if my math is correct, we're $880 away from the goal. 880. Hello, you're listening to AM 880. Isn't that interesting? Of course, some of you are listening on 104.5 FM, but the majority of you are listening on 880 AM. So if my math is correct and I've interpreted the call center correctly, we are now just $880 away from our goal. Now, weird thought. Would somebody, in honor of 880, you enjoy this radio station, you have been blessed by this station, you've been blessed by this program and the other teaching on 880, I'm just wondering if somebody right now, to thank God for 880, call 888-988-5656 and pledge $880. That would be so cool. And we would be at our goal. Now, I'm hoping we can surpass our goal. You know, that's what I'm praying. I'm hoping and praying we can surpass our goal. Wait a minute. 78. That's right. My heart stopped. I thought it was way off. No. Again, I believe we're $880. 880, 880. Maybe you want to pledge just $88. You know what? You pledge what God lays on your heart. I'm going to quit trying to manipulate and let God touch you. You pray and give whatever God lays on your heart. 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. We are getting really, really close to our goal. Pray about it. Give whatever God lays on your heart. All right. I have hoped and prayed most of my adult life that we would never see these days in America. And what do I mean? When Bible-believing Christians would have to make a choice between God and government. But we're there. I don't think here in Ohio yet we could get there. But in California, New York, and some other states, we are there. The state of California shut down the entire state, forbid churches from worshiping at all. And most of the pastors that I'm familiar with and know in California said, okay, for a short time, we'll do that. We understand that this virus is pretty serious, and all right, we'll shut it down and we'll do virtual services. We'll have drive-in services, whatever. Well, then the state of California released those restrictions, opened up churches with restrictions and CDC guidelines and so forth. And to my knowledge, every church I know of opened back up and said, hey, come on, we're going to social distance. Instead of just having one service, we're going to have two or three or four so we can spread people out. But hey, we're going to open services up again. The state has closed churches down again. Closed them down. And many, many pastors said, wait a minute. We did it the first time, not this time. And they have had to decide whether this is a biblical issue or not. And because the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Thousands of pastors in California have said, we're not obeying the government this time. We're going to obey God, not government. One of the most prominent pastors in California is John MacArthur. I can't imagine that anyone in our listening audience is not familiar with John MacArthur. Pastors Grace Community Church, which is a mega church. And the first time around, they shut down. Then they opened back up. And now the state has said you got to shut down again. And John MacArthur, the pastors of the church and the elders of the church have said, not this time. They have released a statement. I'm not going to read it all to you because it's quite lengthy. But partially, they said, in response to the recent state order requiring churches in California to limit or suspend all meetings indefinitely, we, the pastors and elders of Grace Community Church, respectfully inform our civic leaders that they have exceeded their legitimate jurisdiction, and faithfulness to Christ prohibits us from observing the restrictions they want to impose on our corporate worship services. The biblical order is clear. Christ is Lord over Caesar, not vice versa. Christ, not Caesar, is head of the church. Conversely, the church does not in any sense rule the state. Again, these are distinct kingdoms, and Christ is sovereign over both. As government policy moves further away from biblical principles and as legal and political pressures against the church intensify, we must recognize that the Lord may be using these pressures as means of purging to reveal the true church. Succumbing to governmental overreach may cause churches to remain closed indefinitely. How can the true Church of Jesus Christ distinguish herself in such a hostile climate? There is only one way: bold allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Grace Community Church has informed the government of California, the state government, and the local government, we're not shutting down again. I stand with them. I did not believe that I would probably live long enough where churches would have to make this kind of decision. Our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world and throughout the centuries have had to make these kinds of decisions. But not in America. We're there. God bless John MacArthur for his courage, the elders, the leaders, and the congregation of that church, and the thousands of pastors in California who have taken the same position.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. And I think my math was off slightly, not a whole lot. Let me figure again here, real quick. Pardon me while I. Okay, hang on. All right. Minus. Okay. Wow, how did I? No. I did that wrong. Hang on. I'm doing. All right. There we go. All right. Evidently, my math was a little off, and I apologize. I only want to be accurate. First of all, I want to thank Neva. Neva for calling 888-988-5656. Neva, God bless you. Thank you for your gift. I appreciate it so very, very much. All right. Evidently, my math was off just a little bit. And we are now $930 away from our goal. I thought we were $880. I was off. I added wrong, subtracted wrong. I did something. We're $930 away from our goal. That's all. $930 away from our goal. Okay, I thought some more just go. Nope. Okay, so those are the official tallies from the call center for Trans World Radio. We are $930 away from our goal. All right, folks, we've got an hour and 7 minutes to see $930 additional. Here's the number. Again, thank you, Neva. Today, again, I just want to thank Diane, Linda, Nasika, Pat, Sadie, Preston, Cindy, and just moments ago, Neva. And we also had a very nice gift from an anonymous listener. They didn't want their name mentioned, and that's absolutely fine. If you want to remain anonymous, when you go to the call center, just tell them. And they'll get that message to me, and I will not read your name on the air. I will thank God for an anonymous, very generous listener. All right, so we're $930 away. 888-988-5656. Let's take care of that $930, okay? We're coming up on a break in about 6 minutes. Can we pray that when we come back from this top of the hour break, we will have had $500 come in? That would mean we'd just have $430 that last hour. I'm praying God will touch some of you and that we will have another $500 before we come back from the top of the hour break. Who? How much? I'm going to leave that to God. 888-988-5656. Big news in the political world, if you didn't hear yesterday, President Trump has canceled the Republican National Convention events that were scheduled to take place next month in Jacksonville, Florida. Most of you know the story. The convention for the Republicans was supposed to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. The mayor of Charlotte is a Democrat, and he basically said, we don't want you. Yeah. So President Trump, being Donald Trump, said, well, we don't want you either. We'll just take our ball and go someplace else. And so they contacted Jacksonville, Florida, made arrangements for a big rally, a big convention with several thousand people. Well, with the spike in the COVID-19, have you noticed a huge difference in the president in the last 3 days? Have you noticed? He has been much, much, much more restrained. At a press conference 2 days ago, I don't remember what the questions were, but the press corps asked him some just ridiculously dumb questions. I mean, just absolutely dumb questions. Embarrassing. Well, not for the president. I'm talking about the media. And normally, Donald Trump would have just lit into them. He didn't. He was restrained. He was calm. He answered them. Just a few weeks ago, the president was saying, hey, we're going to have big meetings. We're going to have big rallies. They had the big rally in Tulsa. And then a couple days later, they had another big rally. Where was that? Arizona, I think. They've really pulled back. I think, and what do I know? I think some of the president's advisors have said, Mr. President, this is not playing well with the American people. People are afraid. People are frightened of this COVID-19. And by having these large gatherings that you love, you're going to come across as not caring. And the president has changed course dramatically. And I mean dramatically. I think that's a good thing. I think he is listening to his advisors, and he realizes he's going to have to moderate, not in his policies, but in his personality between now and the election. So the president said the timing for this event is just not right. He said, we are setting an example with the last minute change. So they're not going to be in Jacksonville. I would assume that they will do probably what the Democrats are going to do, mostly a virtual convention. These are unprecedented times, folks. All right, we'll be back.